Plaintiffs have not shown any likelihood of success on the merits. Their lawsuit relies on speculation to assert novel claims of injury that are not cognizable under Article 3 and that place plaintiffs well outside the zone of interests protected by any relevant statute. Plaintiffs are attempting to challenge agency action long after the limitations period has expired and raising claims they did not exhaust with FDA. The only merits issues that possibly could be heard by this court are those that plaintiffs presented to FDA in a 2019 citizen petition. That petition challenged particular changes to the conditions of use and restrictions on the distribution of mifepristone. In responding to the 2019 petition, FDA reasonably rejected plaintiffs' arguments. Plaintiffs also failed to show that they will suffer imminent and irreparable harm without a preliminary injunction. Plaintiffs' speculative assertions of injury, made months and even decades after the agency actions they challenge, are unsupported by any evidence that plaintiffs will be harmed by the availability of mifepristone, absent an injunction. In contrast, issuance of a preliminary injunction would cause significant harm, depriving patients of a safe and effective drug that has been on the market for more than two decades.